joint.
Yeah, well.
Is there
yeah.
Yeah. The whole.
Feet, leg.
Leg. And the joint here.
Knee.
This area up here.
Thigh.
And this area down here.
Wait, down below. Right, that's the leg.
What do you call it?
That's the lower leg.
Lower leg?
Foot's on the end, I don't know.
Yeah. You call it anything else?
Limb? Oh, what the hell? I'm going to do that.
Calf? What do you call the front part of the calf?
Shin?
What do you call the joint?
Ankle?
And the whole joint?
What?
And two of them would be? Two of them would be?
Feet? I got it.
No, I just have a few more. Can you tell me what time that is?
Never what?
Tell me what time that is.
I have an idea.
Yeah.
That's 11:45.
Okay.
That right?
Right. And what do you call support that a carpenter uses to saw a board on?
Well, what do you call that? I know what you call it. I can't call the name of it now. The old chicken leg. I can't call it.
What do you call the support that's used for firewood?
Horse.
And what do you call the thing that you push a baby around in?
Head.
And if you had a baby in a carriage, you might say that you were going to... What the baby?
That's the baby? No, what?
If the baby was in the carriage, you might say that you were going to... What the baby?
Push the baby, ride the baby.
What do you call it when a person cuts diagonally across a field instead of going around it?
What do you call it? Diagonally? That's where you cut across it, that would go around.
How do you wouldn't use the same with diagonally across it?
Yeah.
You don't use any other terms instead of that?
Cross instead of cross, instead of round. Cross instead of round.
And when two roads come together, and one house is on one corner, another house is across from it, how would you say the houses are in relation to each other?
It's a cross road. Junction.
What if there's what if there are two houses where the X's are? What would you say the houses are put to each other? That's all the questions I've got for you.
good after that.